gearing up for game two of this week's series versus Kannapolis after yesterday's 10-9 comeback win. Welcome back to Fred Nats on Deck. I'm Jack Smith, joined by Tuesday's walk-off hero, Nate Ochoa. Nate, great to sit down with you. Have you wrapped your head around last night quite yet?
Yeah, you know, last night was it was fun, you know, the whole game, go down early and mount a comeback with the guys, and obviously happy to be the one to be able to deliver the final blow, but, you know, it's just exciting.
After the game, you told me there's a, quote, different feeling in the air around here. What is that feeling in your eyes?
I don't know. It's just, it's hard to put into words, but it's just kind of a vibe, you know. We, in the clubhouse, everybody seems like we're having a really good time. Everybody's meshing together really well, and guys are getting real close, so it'll be nice if we're able to make a little push for the playoffs.
Was that a conscious change or something that you think just happened naturally?
Yeah, I think it just happened naturally. I mean, we had a quick little team conversation last week in Salem when the second half officially started, but I don't know, it feels like since then there was a little vibe switch. Everybody kind of, I don't want to say cares a little bit more, because everybody's obviously cared the whole time, but I think the energy's definitely shifted. People are thinking, you know, maybe second half is in the cards if we can do something cool.
All your teammates are calling your walk-off yesterday elegant. What's the story behind that word?
Yeah, so me and a few of the guys will play NHL, you know, here and there in our off time, and I have a little goal celebration that I like to say looks pretty elegant. So that's kind of where that's coming from. That's kind of catching on a little bit, and it's fun. So I'm all a fan for fun.
When I say the words second half Fred Nats, what do those mean in your mind?
Fun. Second half Fred Nats are fun. We're going to come out. We're going to compete. We're going to try and do something cool, maybe a little back-to-back for some of these guys would be nice. Back-to-back for the organization would be awesome. But, you know, we're going to see what we can do, see what we can make happen.
To what extent do you feel like it helps to have guys that were on last year's team that have seen how a team can go and win the second half and eventually go win the championship back on this year's team as you guys look to do something similar this year?
I mean, it's pretty cool, you know. It's like you said, we got a few guys that were here last year, a bunch of new guys, first year in affiliate ball and whatnot. But I think, you know, guys with the experience of it, they kind of realize, like, what it takes. You know, it's four teams in the league. It's two from the north, and it's not easy to do. It's not easy to make the playoffs. But, you know, if we can find a way to sneak in there, you know, at least we have some guys that have experienced it. And I don't want to say lead the guys who haven't, but, you know, just be a guiding light, I guess, for some of those newer guys, for sure.
You're one of those guys that has seen what it takes. Based on the way last year went, what would you say it takes to win the second half?
Grit, I would say. I mean, you know, second half, by the time you get to All-Star break and post-All-Star break, the season starts feeling real long. The days start feeling real long. It's hot. You've already played a plethora of games. And, you know, on one hand, guys are, you know, excited that the season is coming to an end because, you know, it's been long. But on the other hand, guys want to win. And I think if we can be a gritty team and be able to pull something off and go to the playoffs, like, it's a thing where you're extending the season, which is great, and anytime you have a chance to win something like that, you know, it's an experience you'll never forget. So yeah, hopefully we can do something.
Feels like yesterday was maybe the grittiest performance you guys have had this year. Down 7-0, it's 100 degrees, you guys have the largest comeback of the season. How did the team stay locked in despite the early deficit, the heat, everything working against you guys in the first couple innings?
I gotta be honest, like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, in most cases, most teams would kind of fold there. You go down 7-0 pretty early. That's never encouraging for anybody, for any team. But I don't know. It just seemed like the whole game, everybody was locked in. And it wasn't necessarily like, we got to come back. Like, we have to score all these runs. Nobody really put the pressure on it. I think everybody just stayed locked in the whole time. And, you know, it obviously ended up working out in our favor. We got some hits to land, base runners on at the right times. And it was just a great team win.
What do you think a win like that can do for this group now that you've shown yourself that you guys can be gritty and you can come back in a game like that, and you guys as an offense can pick up a pitching staff on a day that maybe they're not at their best?
I think it just provides everybody confidence. I mean, don't quote me, what do we have, 12, 13 hits, something like that? Like, it provides everybody confidence when everybody in the lineup seems like they're able to do something to contribute and help the team win, no matter what that is. It's exciting for everybody. I think everybody just is excited to stay locked in and keep it moving.
Individually, and I know that we've talked a lot about the team, but you yourself have shaken off a little bit of a tough month, 5 hits and 8 runs batted in your last 2 games. What's been the most important thing that you have done to break through some of the tough times here in June?
I think the biggest thing, obviously, working hard is one for sure. But I think even more than that, you know, I work hard all the time. I think the biggest thing is just the people that are close to me staying in my ear. And what I mean by that is, you know, I've got family and friends and teammates as well who, like I said last night, just remind me I am a good player. And, you know, sometimes you go into those little cold spells and you go into a little bit of a slump, and it's kind of hard to have that confidence in yourself, and maybe you start having self-doubt and whatnot. But when you have a close-knit group of people who are able to maintain the confidence for me, I guess, you know, I couldn't ask for any more.
You're hitting nearly .400 with runners in scoring position this year. What is it about yourself you think that makes you ready for those moments?
I think just the biggest thing is realizing that, you know, I've put the work in and I've prepared for situations like that. And I think the biggest thing is just not making the moment too big. You know, a lot of the times, and we've had conversations as a team about this, where a lot of the time, like, you know, you get a runner on second, runner on third, one out, two out, you know, whatever the situation may be, you get a little bit tense. You're like, ooh, I got to drive this run in. I got to get him across. And then, you know, you're never at your best when you're tense. So I think the biggest thing is just trusting everything I've been doing and just letting it fall into place, not trying to do too much, and, you know, put a good swing on it. Whatever happens will happen.
Well, yesterday's 10-9 win definitely fell into place for the Fred Nats. Nate Ochoa right there for the walk-off. Nate, thank you for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.